SeaWorld says it will stop breeding captive killer whales. That is a huge concession to critics and animal welfare groups. The announcement comes this morning in an agreement between SeaWorld and the Humane Society. SeaWorld also says it will stop using orcas as performers and move instead to what the company calls educational shows in a more natural setting. NPR's Greg Allen has been covering the long-running concerns about the killer whales at the water park, and he joins us on the line from Miami. Good morning.
Morning, Renee.
So this is a major change for SeaWorld, ending captive breeding of killer whales. What's behind the decision?
Well, this has been quite some time in the making. It's a call that's really increased after the release of the documentary Blackfish, which I'm sure you recall a few years ago. Since then, park attendance has been down steadily, and the company's stock price has really taken a hit. SeaWorld says guest surveys it's conducted in San Diego convinced them that they should move away from the traditional Shamu-style shows there. And so it already said it was going to do so. Now it appears to be doing it with its other parks. But this issue about this decision to stop breeding orcas, of course, is the big one. There's more to that. An important body in California, the California Coastal Commission, recently told SeaWorld that it could only go away with a planned expansion of its orca habitat if it ended captive breeding. The company was upset at that, didn't like it, went to court to fight the decision. But with today's announcement, SeaWorld appears to be agreeing with its critics and the regulators, saying that it is time to end the captive orca breeding program.
Right. He said they spoke of a last generation of orcas in our care. Does that mean no more?
Apparently so, at least in the U.S. There are other marine programs, theme parks around the world that have orcas on display. SeaWorld has three parks in this country, and it says it's going to phase them out of all of its orcas at its parks. But, of course, orcas live for quite some time, at least 30 years. The lifespan has actually been one of the many things under dispute. SeaWorld does not take part in wild orca capture, so they won't be pulling them in that way. But 30 more years, at least, of whales, and we'll see how they move them, what kind of display they put them in. But for the company, this is huge because they're moving away from these signature orca shows that have been part of SeaWorld for so long now. Industry analysts have been pushing the company to actually add more major attractions along the lines that you see at Disney and Universal Studios to help them compete with those theme parks. So it looks like SeaWorld and its new CEO, Joel Manby, have been listening. They've added some new rides. Yeah. So the new direction here.
Well, just briefly in the next few seconds, it seems to be an attempt to put the negative publicity, and there was plenty of it from that movie Blackfish behind it.
Yeah, there's been a series of announcements that SeaWorld has done to try to put Blackfish behind it. None have really been successful. Ultimately, what the critics want is for SeaWorld to move its orcas to large enclosed sea pens where they'll have more room to live and swim in a protected environment. SeaWorld has never considered that I'm aware of. But perhaps coincidentally, in the last few weeks, there's been a lot of concern about one particular killer whale that's called Tilikum. That's the orca that killed SeaWorld trainer Don Branchot in 2010 and was at the center of the film Blackfish. SeaWorld says Tilikum actually is very sick.
Greg, thanks very much. That's NPR's Greg Allen speaking to us from Miami.